This is Charlottesville Tomorrow. Charlottesville Tomorrow is a nonprofit organization engaging the public on critical quality of life issues so we make informed choices for our community's future. Visit us on the web at seavilletomorrow.org. On November 3, 2015, voters in the Ravana Magisterial District go to the polls to elect their representative on the Alamar County Board of Supervisors. This recording is Brian Wheeler's August 20, 2015 interview with Democrat Norman Dill. The other candidates in this race are Independent Lawrence Gaughan and Republican Richard Lloyd. Mr. Dill, thank you for participating in this interview with Charlottesville Tomorrow. The complete audio recording and written transcript for this interview will be available online. Information from this interview will be used in the compilation of the Nonpartisan Voter Guide being co-produced by Charlottesville Tomorrow, The Daily Progress, and the League of Women Voters. Charlottesville Tomorrow does not endorse any candidates, and our goal is to provide information to the public so they can make an informed vote on issues primarily related to land use, transportation, public education, and community design. As you are aware, the first two questions you will be asked have been provided in advance. For the others, you have been provided only the topic in advance. All Albemarle supervisor candidates will be asked the same questions. We ask that you keep these questions confidential until all candidates have been interviewed. Each candidate will be provided an opportunity to review the excerpt selected for the voter guide before its publication. Are you ready to start?
I'm ready.
All right. Question number one. Please describe your past experience that qualifies you to be on the Albemarle Board of Supervisors.
Okay. I've lived in Charlottesville, Albemarle area, for over 30 years. All my five children went through Albemarle County Schools. I'm very interested in sustainability and helped get recycling started in 1989 as president of the Charlottesville-Albemarle Recycling Together nonprofit. I've had several businesses in town, probably best known are Rebecca's Natural Food, named after my daughter, in the Berkshire Shopping Center. I've had that for 28 years. And for almost 10 years, I was half owner of Harlow Powell Auctions, one of the leading auction houses in Virginia. I've also started or bought several other small businesses over the years and helped other people with their businesses. I've also studied finance and strategic planning at Harvard Business School, where I got my MBA several years ago.
Okay. Question number two. What is your top priority for action by the Board of Supervisors if you are elected?
My top priority is necessarily broad, but just to maintain our just the special quality of life we have here in Albemarle County. And I think it's a theme I come back to often is that I think it's a combination of three key areas: having a fantastic educational system, having a wonderful rural environment and natural resources that are protected, and then also having the college and urban downtown, that whole dynamism of having a downtown area, but also having close by rural areas. So working on all three of those things, the rural environment, the general environmental quality of life, the schools, and the business environment, having innovative entrepreneurial type businesses in this area. I think that's what makes it special, and that's what I want to work on.
Question number three. Name one specific area of the county budget that you are concerned about and tell us why.
Well, in general, I'm a very frugal guy, and I've run my businesses with a tight budget. I'm always looking for opportunities to save money, but we have to be clear that there are several state and even federal mandates in quite a few different areas that are important, that they affect us a lot. But the most important one, if I had to pick one, is the school system, that we've neglected maintenance on many of the schools over the years. We'll eventually need to build a new school or two in the future. The funding from the state has gone down by about $600 over the last few years per pupil. That's a tremendous amount of money that we need to come up with just to stay even. Teacher salaries have been pretty stagnant over the last few years. So I think if we're going to have the fantastic Albemarle County school system that we have in all of its manifestations, not only our 26 schools, but K-Tech and PBCC and early childhood education and adult learning, you know, prison education, if we're going to maintain all that, we need to find a way to fund that in the budget.
Question number four. Business leaders and social service agencies have told local government that new investments are sorely needed in the area of early childhood education. Will you make pre-K education and quality child care a priority, and if so, how?
Well, I agree that it's extremely important. Everybody agrees that, everybody knows that early childhood education has a lifetime of influence on our children, so it's very important. I think we need to realize that it's not just a matter of just starting it or doing it. It's best if that early childhood education is in the schools that the kids will then be going to, rather than separated in a childcare type situation, so they get to know bus drivers and librarians and administrators and janitors and everybody in the school and feel comfortable there. So finding just the physical space to do it within our schools now is a challenge. As well as having trained teachers that are appropriate for that. It's not simply child care. It has to be very educational, age-appropriate education. So all of those things require some strong planning and a lot of cooperation. And I think there are a lot of people in the community that are very interested in working on that, and they could be incorporated in to help support the system. Funding it, again, that's the big issue with the school system, is where to come up with the fundings. I think it's extremely important and would probably sacrifice in some other areas before I'd give up the idea of having early childhood education for those kids who need it. It's not going to be universal.
Question number five. How should Albemarle County fund water resource programs to clean up local streams and comply with the state mandates for protection of the Chesapeake Bay watershed? And a follow-up, would you support creation of a stormwater utility fee similar to the one enacted by the city of Charlottesville, which is based on the amount of impervious surface on a property?
So the first part of the question, clearly this is an important issue. There's over 1,500 miles of streams that are considered impaired out of about 2,500 that we have in the county are considered impaired by the Department of Environmental Quality. So clearly something needs to be done. Again, this is a mandate that's unfunded that we have to handle using our own resources. We have a pretty good system, though. In Albemarle County, along with the city, we have the Ravana Solid Waste Authority, which is one of the top waste authorities in the state. We have the Albemarle County Service Authority, which provides water to us at a reasonable price and is very stable and well-financed. Stormwater can't just be looked at in isolation. It's part of our entire water system. The rains come, they go into the sewer system, or they go into the land, or they go into crops or whatever, but it's important to see it as part of the whole system, and I think we do a good job with it. As far as the funding aspect of it, I am skeptical of the city's system. I think it may work in the city where there's only 10 square miles of land. In the county where there's 725 or so square miles, I just think it would be a bureaucratic mess to try to figure out everybody who's responsible for what. There's easements on driveways that are shared. There's the aspect of out in the country. Most of the water goes into the ground, so if you have a house with a big roof, most of that water will just go into the land around it. It's not going to go into the stormwater drains or anything. So I think some sort of just general tax is better than trying to, I understand using market forces to try to encourage people to save water and send it to the right place, but I think the bureaucracy around trying to do that is probably too burdensome.
Question number six. In the remainder of 2015, or during your first term if you are elected, do you think the board should make boundary adjustments for Albemarle County's designated growth areas to create new locations for business on land that today is in the rural area? Why or why not?
Well, of course, someday we're going to have to adjust the growth areas. But I don't know when that day will come. I feel strongly we should keep the growth areas the way they are now, for now. And I don't think we should make exceptions on a case-by-case basis because some company wants to move to town. We lost several hundred acres when the Biscuit Run property was changed from residential to a state park just because of those complicated financing negotiations, whatever. So, you know, there seems to be a case for that we do need to add some to offset that land that was lost. But again, I don't think we need to do that immediately. It wouldn't be my first priority. I'd like to promote local businesses expanding. I don't think the growth areas are quite as important for the local businesses and entrepreneurs to expand.
Great. Question number 7. Describe a part of local government that would benefit from increased cooperation by the city, county, and or the University of Virginia, and that you would make a priority.
Well, of course, we already cooperate in water and some transportation things with all three areas. I think probably the single biggest area that we could do more with is transportation. UVA has its own transportation system. Many college towns combine the college system with the local system. I think there's quite a bit of overlap and redundancy and just missed opportunities to combine some of our transportation systems, not just the buses, but walking paths, bike paths, parking, and probably in some other areas that haven't even been thought of yet. I know one person is promoting a bike path all the way from Forest Lakes down to downtown Charlottesville, which is very possible going along the Rivanna River. Just a few homeowners that are still negotiating with the city and county. So you know, there's lots of opportunities to share resources and cut overhead.
Good. Question number 8. What improvements could be made to our community's placemaking efforts?
I love the idea of the looking at placemaking and the social attachments, the community events, all the different ways that we become attached to a community. For me, when I lived out in the county in Ivy, it was great when we could go down to the local creek with my kids and walk around. We could get to the mountains easily, be out in nature. We could pick peaches out in Crozet. So I think those kind of connections are really important. I think one of the overlooked connections, though, is to find meaningful work. I think one of the reasons why so many people like Charlottesville is we have such a dynamic nonprofit community. The Center for Nonprofit Excellence started here and is now a nationally recognized nonprofit itself. And so many people feel like they're doing important work here. Our school system, again, is excellent. People working for the university, people working in tourism and sharing our special place with outsiders. So many of us have meaningful work, and I think that's what we need to recognize and expand upon as we look into placemaking.
Question number 9. How would you describe the challenges and opportunities facing Albemarle County's rural farms, fields, and forest?
I'll talk about one thing I'm specifically interested in. I think keeping the rural areas sustainable, both financially and environmentally, is a key part of why I'm running. There are so many, especially young people today, that are looking for opportunities to farm, to grow specialty crops, artisanal type foods. We just opened a big goat and sheep cheese manufacturing area down on Bel Air Farm, which itself is a protected area. We have a lot of small farmers now that people often don't even know about. In my district, there's a mushroom grower grows 25 different kinds of edible mushrooms and makes a pretty good living on an acre or two of land and very expensive real estate. There's lots of examples of people that can grow artisanal foods. I'm on the board of Virginia Food Works, which helps local farmers grow crops and then preserve them. So, for example, instead of just being able to sell strawberries for 3 or 4 weeks at the farmer's market, they can turn them into strawberry jam. So I think there's a lot of opportunities for the rural areas to be protected by having these farmers that are using the land. They're going to be the protectors of the land and keep it from being developed in the negative way that most of us don't want.
Question number 10. What is your top transportation priority, and how will it be funded?
Well, my top one in the short term, and it certainly affects my district a lot, is 29 North. We're spending $250 million on the various aspects of that. So it's not only the grade-separated interchanges that we all talk about so much, but it's also the Hillsdale Drive and the widening up near Forest Lakes and those and flattening, so it's not so hilly. 29 North up there is pretty dangerous. So making those improvements, having them done on time and properly, and protecting the retailers along the way that are in the way, that's certainly a top priority. Next is Pantops, which has some of the same problems of a lot of intense growth, hundreds and hundreds of new homes over the last few years, but also has the problem of having a bridge there that is a bottleneck. And so there's work being done to do the high-tech light-changing technology that they're using on 29 North there. That's just being begun, but that's going to need some attention to see just how that's going to be handled. In the long run, again, bike paths, walkability, having retail spots near homes so that we don't need to do as much driving, having a walking and bike access between Forest Lakes, Hollymead, and the Hollymead Town Center. No, you can't get across the street there or in Pantops to get from the new developments to the Pantops Shopping Center. So just some basic things like that, having pedestrian crossings would be really helpful.
And question number 11, what areas of the current comprehensive plan will you concentrate on for implementation, improvement, and or monitoring?
Well, first of all, the comprehensive plan is about 3 inches thick in the hard copy, so it's hard to answer it in any kind of complete way. But I would say to recognize that the comprehensive plan is trying to look at the three key factors that make this a wonderful community: the educational system in all its aspects, the environmental protection, having the rural areas close to the urban areas, city and county urban areas. That's what makes it special. There's lots of rural areas in Virginia, but having them 50 miles away doesn't change our quality of life. So protecting those rural areas so they're close by and we can get out to them when we want to be. And then having a positive business environment where people can open new businesses, expand businesses, and have meaningful work for people, I think is extremely important. And I think as far as the comprehensive plan goes, there's not enough to encourage that kind of business growth. We need a lot of the regulations and the architectural review and the planning commission. All of those things are important, but every person I've talked to that has been in business, and I've had the same experience myself, that it's difficult sometimes to just understand what needs to be done. I don't know how many times I've heard from someone, I'm glad to follow the rules, but I just need to know what they are and not have them change after I've already started building or I've done the architectural plans completely or something like that. So trying to fine-tune that, I think, is very possible and will improve the economic environment of the county.
Norm and Dale, thank you for participating in this interview with Charlotte Till Tomorrow.
Well, thank you for doing this wonderful program to let the citizens know in an objective way what the candidates are thinking.
Thank you.